you have this impression now of Michael Jackson. He's always been this man who sang with a strangely high-pitched voice, yelped all the time, and was clutching his private part. And that he was always dancing, and that wasn't the case.
Even more like a beauty queen of a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but don't do you mean I am the
sent a track and said, would you do a concert for the video? And he's grown up a bit. He's really doing a bit of dancing as well. They said he's sort of got a thing about Peter Pan, and if it can be magical in some way. So wrote this concept about the paving stones lighting up, the Midas touch.
Michael is one of the few that believes in magic in the world, and that bit when the pavement lights up, it's just like so simple, but it totally shows his faith, and he believes in magic for real, you know? It's not just something he puts on for a video.
I was hoping we could have a set where the paving stones all lit up and he could dance along wherever he'd like. So I got there and they said, well, you know what, we can do the paving stones, but we can only do 11 can light up. And this is the morning of the shoot, and I told him he could go wherever he likes. And I said, I've got to take that back. You can only go on the following paving stones. It was like hopscotch. There's that one, those two, that one, and that one.
Take my strong advice, just remember to always say twice.
He actually thought when he did the split screens that they were the choice of the three takes to use. He didn't realise that that was how it was going to be in the end. I didn't realise that. He didn't realise until we finished. And he was like, when are you going to choose which one do you want?
The best music videos capture the person and freeze frame the moment. And that undoubtedly is the moment when Michael Jackson is in it's becoming a megastar. It all looks so good then, didn't it? Here's this lad, he's got a great voice, he can dance well, does great pop songs. Who would have known, eh?